Sport and politics dominated last night. First, Rashida Silver in Rome, and within minutes, the former GAA boss turned MEP Sean Kelly topping the poll in Ireland South and becoming the first and still the only Irish MEP elected. Over in Midlands Northwest, his Fine Gael colleague, former champion jockey Nina Carberry, leading her colleague, sitting MEP Maria Walsh, by a nose. Luke Ming Flanagan topping the poll there, though still not elected. In Dublin, Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews is leading the field. 12 more seats to be filled in the local elections. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael neck and neck for the first time. Independence not far behind. Sinn Féin in contention still for European seats, but licking its wounds after a better than 2019 performance in the local elections, way below 2020, its own expectations and poll predictions. And it's still far from over. The Limerick mayoral election is also being counted. For some analysis on the story so far, I'm joined by Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics in Dublin City University. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Mary.
Let's talk Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael first. They're cock-a-hoop, though they are trying to play down and dampen down their delight. What are they going to do now, or what should they do with this positivity that is within the parties and around them?
Well, they should treat it with a bit of caution, I think. Their percentage vote, which I think we should watch broader than simply seats, particularly in local elections, and I mean, they might have bragging rights for who eventually will get one or two more. But they're roughly where they were at the 2020 general election, give or take a percentage or two. And they were two very bad elections for both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So certainly the caution that has been coming from people like the Taoiseach Simon Harris and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, I think is well warranted. The narrative of local and European elections are different from general elections is true, because there's a simple dichotomy at a general election. Do you want to retain this government in some shape or form, or do you want to change government? And I think Sinn Féin is sort of relying on that narrative coming around again whenever Simon Harris calls the general election. And I also think they'll have to look at some sort of vote strategy. Sean Kelly is cock-a-hoop, and rightly so, but Fine Gael will have polled about a percentage and a half and 10,000 more votes in South than Fianna Fáil. But this morning we're talking of Fianna Fáil taking two seats, and Fine Gael have no chance of taking two seats. And let's go to Midlands Northwest, where Fianna Fáil have outpolled Fine Gael, but we're talking Fine Gael were going to get two seats, probably Nina Carberry and Maria Walsh, and Fianna Fáil are going to get one seat because they ran inexplicably three candidates in a constituency where they had no sitting MEP. So yeah, mixed messages and a lot to think about for the two main parties. But in a better situation, Fine Gael are with Simon Harris as leader than Leo Varadkar. I think that's the real lesson of the last 2 months.
We might talk a little bit about general elections and timings in a minute, but let's talk about the independents first. They're a major group, and yet they're not a group. They're not a unified bloc in local politics. What I'm wondering is this, though. What do the parties do in relation to their relationships in local politics with the independents? Do they try to reel them in?
To make county councils work, I think they do have to try to reel them in, and some of them will be more amenable to being reeled in, Mary, than others. Some of them will want to use the chambers as a sort of bully pulpit to get across the message no matter what, and will have no interest, I think, in governing, if we can use that term, at county council level. And some will be looking at to the general election and to try and make gains there. And if you look at someone like Independent Ireland, who have had reasonably good European elections and are certainly still in the hunt, as we know, and for two seats, and maybe one with Kieran Mullooly in particular, in Midlands North West, we could see them perhaps working, I think, at local level. But then if you push to the right, I'm not convinced some of those people who have been elected have any interest in seeing how councils will work better. And then if we go to the far left, the far left have their own unique way of operating in county councils, which is to stick very closely together and to stick to a simple couple of messages. So I think governing will be difficult at county council level because independents are amorphous. They're across the full political spectrum. Many of them are new, and we know what will happen in the next few weeks. They'll be brought into the chamber, and they'll have discussions with the officials, who will try to tell them to do one thing. And of course, they have the mandate of the people and might want to do another.
Yeah. Now, let's talk Sinn Féin. And you've made the point already about, you know, European and local elections being different to general elections. There's a Sinn Féin councillor in Waterford quoted in the Irish Times this morning. He's saying the party needs to get back to basics. It needs to listen, that they are trying at the moment to be all things to all people. They've been here before in 2019 with a bad outing. They recovered very quickly in 2020 in the general election. Is anything different this time?
Well, I think what's different is expectation, that there was an expectation borne out by the polls, Mary. I remember Sinn Féin only up to the last couple of months had been pretty steady at the early 30s and even into the low 20s, or into the high 20s, yeah. 28%. And then you had this precipitous drop to sort of the mid 20s and then just completely disappeared during the course of the campaign. And I think what this particular election, Europe and local, is the latest manifestation of extraordinary volatility dating back to the economic crash, and that general election campaigns and local election campaigns matter much more now than in the past. And what happened in 2020? Mary Lou MacDonald had a barnstorming campaign. I think by far the most impressive leader, forced her way, as you remember, onto the RT television debate when RT were insisting for a long time that it should simply be Leo Varadkar versus Micheál Martin, which would have made no sense given the rise in the Sinn Féin polls in the campaign and Mary Lou MacDonald's performance. So, I mean, Jennifer Bray's piece starts off questions about MacDonald's leadership were off limits until now. I mean, it would be extraordinary if there was any type of heave. Sinn Féin don't tend to do heaves at the top, and you know, people just can have bad days at the office. And
But the very fact that we have Sinn Féin councillors now, not TDs, but Sinn Féin councillors out being vocal in newspapers is in itself unusual.
It is, and that's in Waterford, where David Colnan is, of course, a very strong supporter, and mentioned it to you just a couple of days ago, how that Sinn Féin were not going to remove, or not even remove, or there was no debate about Mary Lou MacDonald. And just on Sinn Féin, certainly there is an issue with messaging. There is an issue about immigration. No, they're not the only party to have difficulties with immigration. There was a difficulty about the so-called €300,000 average price house, whether that was for social housing or whether it was the price that they wanted to sell homes at. And I think that got a very bad reaction, particularly here in Dublin, and a whole range of other issues. Now, all parties, as we know, especially because they're sort of amalgamations of various views, have different shades of opinion. And I agree with the councillor in one way: the message needs to be sharper. No, they sharpened the message in 2020, concentrated on a few key themes, and I think they'll do that. The general election will again, housing and health will be key, and I think that's where Sinn Féin's message needs to be.
Okay, I said we'd talk about general elections and dates and all of that sort of thing, and we'll hear from the public a little bit later on about that as well. But if you were Simon Harris, and of course he is saying, and Micheál Martin is saying no, and Eamon Ryan, no general election. We will run our course as promised, as committed, into next March. But will they? The number of by-elections alone that potentially could come off the back of these Europeans.
Yeah, so we expect a by-election, obviously, in Leashoffaly. We would expect one in Clare. Michael McNamara will seem to clearly win there. We might have one in Carlow-Kilkenny, Kathleen Fungin. Anyway, let's say we have three or four. Look what happened in 2019. Even if these are not Fine Gael seats, if you lose by-elections, that becomes a narrative in and of itself. What's the narrative? Government should have called an election early. No, the trends are switching. And what is the value, if you were in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, of administering the state in November, December, January and February? Not a lot happens. You can bring the budget back from October to September. You give yourself a full month without saying this is now a budget election. And I'm just not convinced there's any great value in the governing parties in going to March, because what will happen then in January? So they lose by elections, let's say. You're into January. Oh, when is he going to call the election? You know, the weather is miserable. People have big credit card bills after Christmas. And we've had three February elections in a row, and government parties have suffered. Government parties have suffered in all three elections, and maybe there's a lesson there for Simon Harris to look at.
All right, well, we'll see what the public has to say a little later on. For now, Professor Gary Murphy, thank you very much.